Here are your top three at TC. Number one, the coach, Mike, is unhappy.
No, he wasn't too happy after practice today. He changed the schedule around this week. He had a shells practice 3 days before the game and then pads 2 days before the game for the final practice of the week, which is kind of the opposite of the way it's usually done. And he didn't like the way the padded practice went today in the second half. And
what didn't he like?
I just don't think he liked the energy of the players. He didn't like the way they were going about their business in terms of preparing to play, you know, what really is the most critical of the four preseason games,
this being the third one. Not critical. Don't use the word critical with a preseason game, but this is the third preseason game is the one to which they attach some importance because they're playing the ones for the longest amount of time. But the big one is when they finish this game on Friday, they want to believe they're ready to start the regular season. Number two, the kicker missed three times today.
Yeah, Mason Crosby did not have a good day. He missed three kicks in a row before finally making one from 44 yards. He had been really, really solid since the rough night on family night, and then all of a sudden this big hiccup today. I don't know what else you want to call it, but now, it didn't look good.
This is a big issue because you've got a problematic situation at a position that wins games. Walk-off kicks, and you've only got 1 week to fix this. Where are we with this situation?
I don't know. I honestly don't know where they are. We'll see if Tavecchio maybe is going to take over and win the job, or if there'll be another kicker brought in, and maybe the kicker for 2013 isn't even here right now. It's hard to say.
No, Sean Slocum, the special teams coordinator, said yesterday that these guys are kicking against every other kicker in the league that would be available. I mean, that's understood. What do you think happens on Friday night? Do you think it's 50-50 Crosby kicks and then Tavecchio kicks, or do you think it's all Crosby or all Tavecchio?
I think they're going to stick with the 50-50 as they've done through the first couple of preseason games. I don't see them changing that now, but who knows?
And number three, the Packers practiced Hail Marys. Can there be anything more poignant than practicing Hail Mary passes in the practice before you play the Seattle Seahawks, and enough said, everyone understands what that means. Tell the viewers about practicing Hail Marys in this kind of dress rehearsal practice that the Packers executed today.
Well, they have a period they call last eight plays, which is plays that they take into a game for an end-of-game situation, different things, desperation things, and they happen to try Hail Mary in practice today.
Eight plays in the playbook that would be used in a last-play desperation situation, and they call it last eight.
Right.
And, of course, one of those is a Hail Mary. Okay, it's Seattle week.